I'm Lisa Moyer, Long-Term Living Program Supervisor with Blair Senior Services. And with me today is Sherry Feaster, Choices Care Manager with our agency.
Hi, happy to join.
Today we're going to be talking about the Caregiver Support Program and the Choices Program that are available through our agency and how those programs can be used together to support caregivers and their loved ones. So a brief overview of the Caregiver Support Program to start out. The program is designed to assist caregivers of a variety of individuals with a variety of needs. One component of the program involves educational information and the support of a care manager to help the caregiver get access to the resources they need to assist them with the caregiving. And in addition to providing that educational information and support, there is a reimbursement component to the program as well.
Thanks for that information, Lisa. Now, when you say caregiver support program, what is a caregiver?
There's actually several categories of caregiver who may qualify for the program. The most common that we see are caregivers of older adults, age 60 or older, who have functional impairments. And that means that the person needs help doing essential tasks like bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, medication management, sort of things to get them through their day and things along that of that nature. The most common category we see are caregivers of adults age 60 or older who have functional impairments, meaning they need help doing essential tasks to get through the day, such as bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, medication, and so on. The caregiver doesn't have to be a relative, but that is the relationship that we see the most often. Caregivers would be the person doing the majority of the care or is arranging for that care when they can't do it themselves. So if the caregiver is working, you know, they may need to have somebody be there with the person that needs the care in their absence. So we see that a lot.
So a caregiver is someone who is providing direct care, or it can be a person who's arranging for the assistance of that care?
Right, and usually it's a combination of the two. So the caregiver is often doing a lot of the care themselves, but they're also, when they can't be there, are arranging for some assistance when they can't be there to do that. So some other categories that the program can also serve, which are not as common, but equally as important, we also serve caregivers of adults who are aged 18 to 59, who have been diagnosed with either Alzheimer's disease or another chronic dementia. Again, not a common category, but that is something that's available, and people don't generally think of Blair Senior as serving individuals of that age, but that is another category that we can serve. We also serve caregivers who are 55 and older themselves and caring for someone who's age, again, 18 to 59, who also has a non-dementia-related disability. So it doesn't have to necessarily be a dementia-related disability they have. It could be a physical disability that the individual needs care with. Another category that we have are for caregivers who are age 55 or older, who are the primary caregiver of children who are related to them. And again, that's not really a category that people consider Blair Senior Services as being a resource for. That program is growing very quickly. We see a lot more folks in that situation, and that program can be a really great resource to individuals who find themselves in that role.
Lisa, I do have a question about being the primary caregiver of children. Do those children need to have a disability of some kind, or could that be for children who are well and healthy?
It could be either situation, honestly. We do see mostly the children are well and healthy. The specifics of that program are that the caregiver has to be living with the children that they're caring for. Obviously, they're the primary caregiver, so they have to be living together. And the children have to be under age 18. But those are the only stipulations for that. The children do not have to have special needs to qualify for that program.
So I imagine there's a lot of people out there who do need help in being a caregiver. So how can the Caregiver Support Program help them?
It's a very flexible program to meet the needs, more so than a lot of programs are. It's very individualized to the families using the program, so there's a lot of different ways the program can assist. Anybody that's been a caregiver can really attest to the fact that the cost of providing care to a loved one can be very, very high. So in addition to the care that the caregiver themselves is providing, it often involves a variety of services and supplies, you know, that they have to pay for themselves, and the cost of those things can add very, very quickly. For example, you know, hired care through an agency is typically around the $20 an hour mark. Even only 1 hour a day of care in that situation can add up to over $600 a month. The cost of incontinence supplies adds up very quickly. You know, even a small pack of the pull-up undergarments, which is typically what a lot of folks use, you're looking at, you know, $15 for a store brand or close to $20 for a brand name. And people are most likely using more than one pack of those a month, so that can add up quickly. Nutritional drinks, same thing, very costly. You know, $10 for a six-pack in many cases. So in a month's time, you're using many, many six-packs. So those costs can add up very quickly. So now there may be some free or low-cost resources available to assist with those things, but we often see that those resources don't necessarily cover the full amount of the cost of the services or supplies that are being used in a month's time, and that leaves the caregiver to pay the balance for those things. So the caregiver may also need assistance that's not provided by a traditional program. We see that a lot too. You know, bathing, dressing, and grooming is typical, but what about some of the other needs? You know, there aren't several hours a day of supervision necessarily available through many programs, and that's what a lot of caregivers are looking for. So when a caregiver is paying out of pocket for services or supplies, the caregiver support program can offer a reimbursement of up to $300 a month on those items. The actual amount that the caregiver will qualify for depends on the household income of the person needing the care. And you'll hear me refer to the person needing the care as a care receiver going forward. The fee scale for the program is very generous. So we get many families who come to us, you know, asking about services, and they, you know, we often hear, oh, well, I'll never qualify. We make too much money. Well, with this sliding fee scale, like I said, it is very generous. So even if the family doesn't necessarily qualify for the full $300, they may qualify for something.
So this is a reimbursement program. Essentially, the family pays for the medical supplies or the in-home care assistance, and then they're reimbursed for that?
Correct. Yes. So this isn't a program that's paying the caregiver to provide care. It is a reimbursement of the care that the caregiver is paying for, whether that's, you know, physical care for the person that they're caring for, or the supplies that they're purchasing. So some of the other things that can be reimbursed for are, you know, the caregiving supplies. So the biggest things we see there are incontinence supplies, like we talked about before, nutritional drinks. You know, the cost of those things add up very quickly, like we talked about. So those are very common supplies. A portion of the program actually does assist with the cost of medical equipment and home modifications that are caregiver related, as long as those items are not covered by insurance or aren't fully covered by insurance. So we've had people reimburse portions of things like ramps, lift chairs, stair glides, bathroom safety equipment and modifications, which are very costly things, and those are things that the program may be able to help with. Again, it may not necessarily cover the entire amount of those items, depending on the cost of them, but it is certainly something that can make a dent in the cost of those items that can definitely assist with the caregiving process. Another big thing is personal care help. So the person that is needing the care in this program typically requires help with bathing, dressing, or grooming. So sometimes that is provided by the caregiver, or sometimes the caregiver is hiring that help. So they may not be able to be there. If the person works, the caregiver works, they may not be able to be there in the morning when mom likes to get her bath. So they would hire somebody to come in to do that. So that's a common reimbursable service. Respite care is another reimbursable service. So that's a service that provides care and supervision to the care receiver when the caregiver can't be there. So that can either be paying an individual to come to the home, or even adult daily living services, which is common as well. And what's nice about those services are it can be whichever provider they would like to choose. It could be somebody that's unrelated to them that lives next door that they want to pay to come in to do that, or they could hire an agency to do that. There's lots of options there. And it is on the schedule that they prefer. So a lot of the routine programs that you hear about, you have to pick a schedule. So it would be, you know, an hour once a day or these certain days of the week. Whereas the caregiver support program, you pick your schedule, you pick, you know, what you pay your helper, if it's with somebody that can be negotiated with. And it is very flexible. You know, it doesn't have to be an hour a day. It could be several hours a day. It could be once a month if you want to use all the time once a month. It's very flexible that way.
Well, that's an incredible amount of assistance to help caregivers in caring for their loved ones. I'm sure everybody wants to know, how do I get this?
So many families who need the service simply don't know how to access them, especially if their needs are different than what a traditional program can provide. So they may have been working with an agency that says, yes, we have this, this, and this to offer, but they don't necessarily meet the needs of the family or the consumer. So how do you go about finding those things? So where do I find a provider? What provider do I choose when I do have, you know, some options? So having a care manager to assist in that whole process is helpful, and that's where the Choices Program can come in. So I'm going to ask Sherry if she can please kind of give us a little overview of Choices and how it might be able to work with the Caregiver Support Program.
Absolutely. Our Choices Program is a private pay program that we started nine years ago to help people in situations where they may not qualify for some of our entitlement programs, or if some of the subsidized programs don't provide enough care for someone. Choices can fill in that gap. It's in-home services to help people live independently in their own home. If you haven't heard our Choices podcast, please go to the website or Facebook page and you can hear a little bit more about Choices in detail. In terms of the Caregiver Support Program, anything that is paid by the caregiver under the Choices Program can be reimbursed up to $300. $300 is a lot of reimbursement for in-home services. With $300 reimbursement under the Caregiver Support Program, a person can receive around 10 hours of in-home services per month. And that's quite a bit if somebody needs some assistance with their personal care, or if the caregiver needs some respite time for their loved one so that the caregiver can maintain their own medical appointments, do their own shopping or errand services. So that respite time is very important for the caregiver.
So the next step in the process is how would somebody actually reach out to these programs? How would they apply for these programs? Sherry actually mentioned a little bit earlier in her information about how the Caregiver Support Program and Choices Program can work. Both of those programs can actually work in conjunction with other programs, not just these two in particular, but other Blair Senior Services programs, VA services, hospice services. So there's quite a variety of services out there that a caregiver could access in addition to just the two that we spoke of today. So if you contact our intake department at Blair Senior Services at 946-1235, you can make a general referral. And with that referral, a care manager will assess the individual's needs and make referrals to all appropriate services and programs, not just Choices or caregiver support, but any services that might be out there that would be available to the caregiver that would assist. So that's certainly a resource. Or if you do have specific questions that can be answered by either Sherry or myself, we're at the same phone number, 946-1235, and we'll be glad to answer any questions that you have about either of the programs or any programs at Blair Senior Services. So once you make that referral, for the Caregiver Support Program, the care manager would visit to assist to complete an assessment on the caregiver and gather the required income information for the household. So that is a big part of the program, is the income information to see what the qualification would be to reimburse the family. The care manager would need to get documents like you would take to have your taxes completed. So your Social Security statements, pension statements, interest statements, those kinds of things. Anything that you would typically take to have taxes done is what the care manager would need to complete the assessment. That information is kept strictly confidential. I know that's very personal information, and a lot of people are very concerned about the privacy of their information. So please understand that that information is kept strictly confidential. And for the Choices Program, a Choices care manager will complete a free consultation and assist in developing a care plan that'll meet the care receiver's needs and budget. So those are very important things to consider when developing a care plan. Well, thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about the Caregiver Support Program or the Choices Program, please visit our website at blairsenior.org or call the Blair Senior Services office at 814-946-1235 or toll free at 1-800-245-3282, or please visit our Facebook page.